Hello and welcome. This is James Maduke speaking, and this is a session from the Online Selling University. And what I'm going to do today, you know, sometimes when you, I did a, probably around 2 or 3 years ago, I did a little graph that looks something like this, and we talked about, in this particular thing, we talked about something called an S-curve, which is really the growth of markets and how markets go through three phases of growth where, you know, they start off, it's kind of a slow adoption cycle. Near the end of it, you know, this sort of phase one section, phase two, and phase three. You know, there's, I was talking about this whole thing about growth curves and how markets change over time and how you have to adapt your business to changes in industries and markets. And one of the things I'm going to do is I'm going to share with you something that, you know how sometimes people say, oh, it's not a secret. Well, this is kind of a secret because not many people know about it yet. But we're right in the middle now of a fundamental change here. And this is always the make it or break it point. Usually what happens in growth of industries is a company either goes and they get to this point and they don't innovate, they go and die, or what they do is they recognize that, hey, I'm onto something new, and it actually starts into another growth curve. And this is called an inflection point. And one of the things that we're in right here is an inflection point for online selling. And I'm going to tell you why. Then this is really, really important. If you pick this up, you're going to be absolutely amazed and delighted at how it can change your business. And this is something that people starting off can use. This is something that experienced marketers can use. This is just a really good idea for your business. And I'm going to say something that's kind of, you know, it's heresy. It's something that's bad to say. I believe that the newsletter or e-zine. Now, if you're publishing a newsletter or an e-zine right now, as one of the primary ways to get in touch with your clients and customers, I believe that you are in deep, deep trouble. I believe that newsletters are dying for the online marketing crowd. I believe that the e-zine as the primary vehicle of informing and educating your customers is on a way out. I think you're in absolute big, big trouble if you think that the newsletter or an electronic magazine or an e-zine is the way that you're going to be able to build your business. Now, what am I talking about? I'm talking about if you rely primarily on sending an email, if you use email as the transport mechanism for this. So that means that you have a list, you're building out a list, and the purpose of the list is to send out an e-zine or a newsletter to someone, and it has articles and tips and all these things in the newsletter. I think you're in absolute big, big, big trouble, and I'm going to explain why here. And this is vitally important if you get this, and I'm going to give you the answer as to what to use instead. Now, why is this a problem? You know, if I remember correctly, when you're first starting out online, and I want to, you know, sort of add a caveat to this. Do I believe that you need to use email to communicate with your clients, customers, and prospects? Yes, absolutely. There's no argument there. However, if your primary means of communicating with your customers is with newsletter or e-zine and email, that's when you're in trouble. And I'm going to explain why here in a second. We're right in one of those inflection points when it comes to the market again. It's like an e-zine or newsletter, you know, started off from here was growing, and then it was a ballistic change, and everyone had an e-zine or a newsletter, and we're at the point now where there's too many of them. We're right here. There's too many of them. People's inboxes are crammed. There's issues with delivery, whether or not people actually get your email. Just a lot of problems because we're using email as the transport mechanism. Now, I'm even talking email, or if you're blogging and you're using RSS, still, there's still issues, because if you look at where RSS is in the here, RSS is right here. It's not major adoption yet. Very early days for RSS. So there's a disconnect in these two areas right here. It's missing for RSS technologies and email. Where does all of this fit in? How are we going to get stuff delivered? How are we going to build our list? You know, one of the things that people talked about, especially marketers, was, you know, build your list. You have to give away something free, or you have to have a newsletter, and people have to have the opportunity to subscribe to your newsletter. And if you give people an opportunity to subscribe, you know, they're going to sign up and you're going to be able to build a big list. Well, that's just not true anymore, because there are so many newsletters. Think about the times that you've actually subscribed to a newsletter now on purpose. Most people don't subscribe to newsletters anymore. They get put on them either by accident or after they've purchased something, they get put onto it. But it's not something people consciously go out. People have access to too much information now, not scarcity of information. When newsletters became really popular, in those early times for newsletters, it's because the information was scarce. Now we're in a situation where the information is overabundant, and in fact, it's overwhelming. Okay, so we've got a disconnect in the market, and we're missing something. We're missing something. What is it? Well, for a marketer, you're sitting there and you're going, okay, well, great, James, you're talking about not having a newsletter, not having an e-zine. What am I supposed to do now? How do I contact my customers? How do I keep in touch with them? How do I build rapport? How do I let them know that I'm having a sale, per se? How do I let them know what I'm doing? What's the mechanism for doing that? You know, should I just have a blog? Is blogging the answer? And you know what? I'm going to tell you right now, blogging is not the answer. And I want you to hear that, because I'm the author of Blogging Secrets. I'm also the author of Set Up a Blog and WordPress Mastery videos. I don't think blogging is the answer. I think it's very, very important, and it's something that you can use. But is it the answer for the marketer? Don't think so. Don't think so. Not at all. I'm just going to make sure I can get the board clean here. My batteries are just worn out on the cleaner, because I'm cleaning it on the screen, but it's not showing up. There we go. I'll clean it here a little differently. I'll clean it on my computer screen, and we'll do it this way instead today. There we go. So, you know, what's the answer? How am I going to fix all this? How am I going to make it happen for myself and my business, if you're telling me that the e-zines are dead. E-zines are dead. What are you going to do? Well, we're going to go back to something that I call hub and spoke marketing. Now, I'm going to share with you something, this whole hub and spoke marketing system. So, I'm a proponent of the hub and spoke marketing system. It's a term that I created based on my experience with, here's the answer. Squeaky marker membership sites. Now, what does membership sites have to do with this? I believe, listen to what I'm saying, that instead of using an e-zine What you should do is use a free membership site. I don't believe that you should be using e-zines anymore as your primary education and influence tool and list building tool for your business anymore. What you should be doing is focusing on a free membership site. Why? Why a free membership site? Because what's the one thing that is required in a membership site? Registration, of course. Membership sites are very easy to set up. They can be done for free. And it, what it does is it ties in your customers to a website and not to a newsletter. Listen to what I said again. They tie your customer into a site and a community as opposed to sending or tying them into an e-zine. The metrics are amazing on this because when you have a membership site, you have detailed research. What do I mean by that? Well, it's interactive, isn't it? It's interactive. What it allows you to do is know, for example, how many people read an article, how many people logged in, when they logged in. It lets you know and allows them to use forums, for example, where they request more information, allows them to comment on issues, articles, everything that you post is within there. In that community, you now have an interactive way to find out, to poll, to survey, to find out exactly what it is that your customers want. And you know what? Someone who is in a membership site, are they targeted customers or prospects or untargeted? Very targeted. Absolutely targeted. Why? Because they've had to take the time to register and they have to take the time to come back into your site. Now, where does this membership site fit in? Well, of course, it's the hub. Now, you can use two things as a hub. Now, if you've heard me talk about hub and spoke marketing before, you're either going to use the free membership site as the hub or a blog. If you're a beginner, I recommend the blog. If you're more advanced, you're going to go to the membership site. Now, you can set up your blog that requires that people register for your blog. You can password protect or make available sections of your blog based on what? Profiles. Okay? So if you're absolutely serious about this, I want you to think long and hard about this. Why? Because once you have that registration and community, the relationship build up there, it allows you to send out people to your money spokes. And again, what are money spokes? Sales pages, AdSense sites, joint venture partners, services, tools, everything that you can do is now in there because you've built a relationship with people and got people tied into your particular system, your process. It's allowing you to be in control of the flow of information to your customers. Now, I'm going to do a whole bunch of other additional pieces on this, but I want you just to think about this. If someone, for example, does sign up for a newsletter, what can they do? They can leave very easily, one click, gone. You know what? Can they leave your membership site? Yeah, they can. They can leave it. They can probably unsubscribe. I know the way mine's set up, they can unsubscribe from messages. They cannot come to the site, but you'll know exactly what's going on because you're going to have the metrics from the site. So for example, I know on my site, I know how many people have read an article. I know how many people have clicked. I know what they search on within the site. I know all sorts of stuff about my customers based on the profile that they have that they filled out when they registered, but also the way that they use the site. These are all things that you get as a bonus with a membership site. Now, why am I doing it free as the entry level? Why? Why? Because what it does is it allows people to get involved and get started. And remember, the purpose of your hub site here is not to sell anything, but it's to inform and educate and build relationships. That's what you want to do. See, what we get doing after is we can also do a two-tier membership site. And when that two-tier membership site comes, what it allows you to do is to have half of the membership site for free. The other half is a pay site. It still allows you to send them out to the additional money spokes, other sites that you control or your partners control, or other ways to earn money or to monetize your relationship. Now, what's some other things that you have to worry about here? What do you have to promote here? What is it that you promote? Do you have to promote individual products? No. You only have to promote your membership site. Because once they're in the membership site, what can you do? You can send them wherever you want with the autoresponders and other tools for influencing people. Do you have to worry about search engine optimization on individual sites anymore? No, not really. You have to worry about search engine optimization just by filling out quality content in your free membership site. You worry about one site because that's the one that you focus on. So you're not all over the place. You've got a single focus, a single point of entry for you and your customers. After that, you've done that, you can move them to other areas. Now, here's the difference here. What do you, or how do you move people from your membership site to these other sites or pages? Yeah, you still use email as one way, but the email that you send to people is not a newsletter or an e-zine. What it is, it's a message that gets people to go to another site, sales page that you earn money at, or it's an email that sends them to a specific page in the membership site. And you're seeing this more and more often now, aren't you? Think about it. Here we are as an example. Anytime I do a new video on my site, what do I do when I do the new video? Do I send a newsletter out? Or do I say, there's a brand new video at the membership site? And if there's a brand new video at the membership site, I give a little bit of a description of it, and I let people know, hey, come and check it out. I don't do a long article, or I'm not required to do a long article in my newsletter and hope to God that it got there. But there's also things like the RSS feeds. People can subscribe to your membership site's RSS feed, and they automatically get updated when your content is updated on the membership site. So there's a whole bunch of unique benefits here, and I want you to think about membership sites in this particular manner. A membership site is great for recurring income, and if you are only interested in creating a passive income, yeah, membership site's a good idea, and we have all sorts of courses that explain how to do that. But more importantly, think about how you can use your free membership site as the entry into your business system. Think about what I just said again. Think of a free membership site as the entry into your business system. It's the start of the relationship. Most people have membership sites backwards. What they do is they start with all sorts of individual sales pages, and then after they have enough content, what they do is they create a membership site. I'm suggesting that if you're really serious about this, you want to start with a membership site. If you're just beginning out, start with a blog. But if you're really, really serious, and you're taking a really long-term view at this, what you want to do is you want to start with the membership site. Start here. Start here. Memberships and blogs. Purpose is relationship. What you're doing after that is you're sending people to money spokes. What's a money spoke? That's a place where you monetize your relationship. It's a way to earn money. And there's all sorts of different kinds of money spokes that you have to learn about. Now, start with a free membership. After you've had a free membership for a while, you can also introduce a pay-for membership. Okay? Just going to put the word relate here. It's relationship money in that order. People have it backwards. They always go, man, I got to do some of this first. Have some individual sites, and then when I have enough, I'll do a membership site. No, other way around. Start with a membership site or a blog. That's the way to get started. And you can also actually monetize your blog by using usernames and passwords again and restricting access to content. Now, if you're a little bit overwhelmed with this, this is what I want you to think about. Let's go back to here. Remember we're into that little growth curve? This is time. Across the bottom. And this is growth. Up along this axis. Think about where we are right now. And where you're going to be. I'm suggesting that if you don't get a membership site and you're going to rely on e-zines as your primary way to inform and educate people, if you're without a membership site or a blog, you're going this way. It's going the way of the dodo. It's going extinct. But if you understand what I just talked about, you're going to find there's going to be a pretty quick adoption here, and you're going to find membership sites are where it's at. Membership sites are where it's at. And you're going to see a flurry of products and services about membership sites now. You're going to see a whole bunch of really crappy membership sites. People are going to try and get by with no content or regurgitating crap. And these are all business choices you have to make. All I'm suggesting is think about how do I fit in, or how does my business fit in to this S-curve? How does my business fit into this growth curve? What are the tools, tactics, and strategies that I'm going to use to make sure that I can take advantage of the next big trend? What's the next big trend? Membership sites. Get ready. It's coming. It's coming fast. You're going to be either in place or you're going to miss it completely. Hope you enjoyed this little session. This is James Maduke speaking from the Online Selling University. We'll be back again soon with more great content and information on how you can start, build, and grow your own successful online business. Take care and expect the best.